Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab, your host for Like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this program, we delve into the life and teachings of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, exploring his exemplary conduct and the lessons we can learn from his life to strive towards becoming better individuals. Join me on this journey as we seek inspiration from the life of Prophet and reflect on how we can emulate his noble character in our lives. The Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, was the most devoted person to worship, and he accorded great importance to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was very fond of ritual prayer, and he remarked, "The light of my eyes is in the ritual prayer." How beautiful. We mostly, you know, when it comes to prayers, we often say to ourselves, like, I let me finish this work first, and then I'll get back to the prayers. But there's this very, very beautiful Persian line which says, Benamos nagu kar daram, bekar begu namaz daram. Do not say to your namaz, do not say to your prayers that I have work right now. Rather, say to your work that I have prayers right now. Well, going back to the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would perform the obligatory prayers at the earliest hour and with concentration. The same thing that I said right now, that always tell your prayers that I have work right now. Well, taking examples from the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would perform the obligatory prayers at the earliest hour and with concentration. The same thing that I said right now, that tell your work that I have prayers right now, because when I'm going to tell my the most important work that I have something much more important than you right now, that's my prayers. That's how we are going to perform it in the earliest hours. It's also narrated that Imam Riza Ali Sam once was writing something very important, and it was a prayer time, and he left that note. Just imagine what could be much more important writing than something that's being written by Imams. And that's again for the, you know, Ummah, that's again for the Muslims, that's again for the welfare, for the benefit of us. But the Imam stops writing and he starts the prayers at the earliest hours. So we have to tell ourselves that our works obviously are not that important. They are not much more important than the writings of Imams, or, you know, much more important than the other worldly affairs of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have to take examples from their lives. If they would perform the obligatory prayers in the earliest hours, then why not us? So coming back to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, he would also recite the recommended prayers. And there's this one beautiful hadith from him that if you see some flaws in the obligatory prayers, those flaws are actually covered, or those flaws are removed when you perform the recommended prayers. We will talk more on that after a short break, so stay tuned. Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to Like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are taking examples from his life. Today we are embarking on the journey of worship. Regarding the recommended prayers, I would say that he would rise up in the last part of the night, as Allah Almighty also says in the Holy Quran, and during a part of the night, pray the Hajjud, the midnight prayers, beyond what is incumbent on you. Maybe your Lord will raise you to the position of great glory. MashaAllah. So may Allah give us the tawfiq, may Allah give us that capability to wake up in the midnight and offer the Hajjud, the midnight prayers. Because in many narrations we have that tahajjud makes you look more beautiful, like that of the moon on the 14th day when it's complete, when it's full, when it's the most beautiful. One of the ways to, you know, look more beautiful is to perform tahajjud. And it's not only just to look beautiful apparently, it's also purifies our hearts, provides us that inner peace that we are always looking for. You know, we are so much distressed in this world, in the worldly matters. There's no one these days that who does not have depression. The zikr of Allah, there's this remembrance of Allah that provides contentment to the hearts. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always engrossed in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, his very day would start with this beautiful dua. Oh Allah, do not leave me on my nafs, you know, on myself, even for a blink of eye. Never ever do that. See, we would say that he was prophet, he was the best of the role models. He was a prophet and maybe he didn't need that. But being, you know, prophet and the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being someone whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he's uswa hasana, he's the best of the role models, still, the best of the role models is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not even for a blink of an eye, to not leave me on my state. I should always be under your shadow, you know. So that shows how his day used to start. That would show his, again, like how engrossed against he was always in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ya Nabi salam alayka, Ya Rasul salam alayka, Ya Habib salam alayka, Salawatullah alayka. Ya Nabi salam alayka, Ya Rasul salam alayka, Ya Habib salam alayka, Salawatullah.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood in the ritual prayer to at such a length that, you know, once one of his companions asks him regarding to his worship, he says that his legs were swollen and he was told, has not God forgiven your past or the future sins? Like, why are you so much into the prayers and, you know, you are making your legs get swollen and all? And then he would reply, should I not be thankful, servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So that means some people perceive that we are doing worship only for the fact that may Allah forgive us for the sins that we have committed. We are only asking for the forgiveness. No, it's not like that. Sometimes from the exemplary life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we understand that he would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show that he is a thankful servant, to show that he's a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to express his gratitude. Like Imam Ali alayhi salam very beautifully says that there are these groups of people who perform worship, but the best of them are those who perform worship because they consider Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be worth of worshipping, because there are people also who worship just to go to Jannah. There are people who worship just to stay away from the hellfire. But the best of all of these groups of people who worship are the ones who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who consider him worth of worshipping, like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Imam Ali alayhi salam himself. You know, I hope that you would have benefited from those insights from the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You would rethink on them, you would ponder on them, and take examples from his life so that our lives become the lives like that of like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Until another episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad.